34-year-old Natasha Akulenko is a native of Kiev. She's living in Madison now while her husband is studying at the UW Graduate School. She says what's happening on the streets of her hometown now is a positive step toward a more democratic government.
We call it revolution. It's not just a crisis. There is some fear, but also there is a lot of hope because it's like a million people out there, peaceful people, grandmothers and students and families with children. So I think Ukrainians mostly hope that the government will not use force.
Akulenko says she's heard firsthand from friends back home who were election observers about massive fraud in the November 21st election. She says they saw Russian voters cross the border and use phony Ukrainian passports to vote for Viktor Yanukovych. She says friends also saw officials simply throw out many of the ballots for her chosen candidate, the Western-leaning Viktor Yushchenko. She herself voted absentee at the Ukrainian consulate in Chicago, along with hundreds of other Yushchenko supporters.
Most of the people were wearing orange, which is Yushchenko's campaign color. Ukrainians who live abroad are more interested in president of Ukraine, who will maintain friendship and good close relations with democratic countries in the West rather than Russia.
Yushchenko has asked the Ukrainian Supreme Court to declare him the winner because of fraud by his opponent, but there are also calls for a new election. But Yushchenko supporters say that would be expensive and prolong the current chaos in the country. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.